Okay, looks like we're live, guys. My name's Alex, I'm from The Tripod, and today we're doing something a little bit differently. Obviously, mostly we just do the two pods a week, focusing on the NRL round. But this week we're going to just do a quick pod, probably 10 to 15 minutes, on who we would select in Origin that's starting this year. Obviously, Origin fever is heating up. We thought we'd do a quick 10 to 15 minute pod. We both haven't spoken basically before today, or haven't spoken today about our teams. We've each made our own rosters that we would pick to give each team the best possible chance of winning. And we're obviously from a betting background. We've been betting for, you know, a dozen years now. So these are the teams that we would give or that we would choose in order to maximize your potential chance of winning, obviously. As always, make sure you download the Tripod app, TRYPOD. You can find it in the App Store and Google Play. It's free to download. And download it now. It's still time to enter, obviously.
All the comps Friday, Saturday, and Sunday games for the NRL as well. So I'll just get Jacob in here, and then we'll just quickly smash through this. And we may have even found a little bit of NRL value for week 13 as well when all the Origin players are out. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. Thanks for joining me, even if you're not wearing uniform to work. I don't know what you've got on there. Illuminati or something. Thanks everyone who's tuning in. It's that time of year again. It's Origin. It's fucking the best, I think, sporting event every year. It's just the highest level of rugby league that we have. And, you know, let's fondly think back to last year. Not only did we crush all of our tips pretty much, we looked at the teams that got selected for the game one. And we got to preface this, that we are diehard Queensland supporters. We looked at that side for game one, Queensland picking blokes like Darius Boyd, Justin O'Neill in the back line, leaving out blokes like Valentine Holmes, Billy Slater. And in the forwards, you had blokes like Nate Miles, Sam Thaiday still going around. We knew that that spelt a lot of trouble. We boldly said, Queensland was slight favourites in that game. We boldly said New South Wales wins this big. Then when New South Wales did indeed destroy Queensland, everyone was on the New South Wales bandwagon saying it's going to be a sweep. We were the ones coming back saying, no, now we've picked a team that can get it done. We won games two and three. In game two, Queensland was dead in the fucking water. At 16-6, you lost the previous game, what, 30-4? 28-4 game one. You are down 16-6. You've just conceded 16 straight points. There's 20 minutes to go. They were dead until Maguire spins out of a tackle. We make a break, we score a try, we get a late one. JT, the great JT, brings it home. And we thwarted New South Wales for another year. Can we do it this year? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking no, to be perfectly honest with you. And we'll go through the teams, obviously, pretty quickly. But I just think they are stacked with talent this year. And if they do make the right selections, I'm hoping, you know, I'm obviously hoping they don't, because, as you said, we're Queensland supporters. But if they make the right selections and debut a few absolute guns, I think that New South Wales roster is absolutely stacked top to bottom. Better backline, better forwards, and better halves, most likely, if they choose the right side. So I'm not.
Well, I disagree with a couple of those points. Let's start with the New South Wales team. And we've said we are Queensland supporters, so we've picked what we would say is the most scary New South Wales side. And we'll start with that and where we have differences. Then we can move to Queensland, which would then be the team we want Queensland to pick, because we want to fucking win this thing again. We're greedy. We might have won 12 of the last 13 or whatever it is. We want to win again. But I would disagree that New South Wales definitely has the better halves, but we've actually both picked different halves combinations as well. They definitely have by far the better forward pack. But look, let's go through it kind of line by line in terms of the back three. In fact, the back five, we have both picked the identical side, and we posted it on Zero Fucks Given and on our page earlier, so I read it out. Tedesco at fullback, you've got Adokar and Fergo. We both actually have stuck with Fergo on the wing, and Latrell Mitchell and Tom Trbojevic, maybe a little out of position in the two centres. So what was your reasoning behind picking those guys, and who was your hardest omission?
It's so funny, like, you know, it's a strange call putting Turbo in the centres, but it's funny, we didn't even talk about this at all. You know, during the day, we both set aside, you know, a few hours in the morning and in the afternoon to put these teams together. But yeah, firstly, Teddy, I just think that he has gotten better and better as the season progressed. He took a little while to get familiar in that Rooster jumper. I think he has to be there. Blake Ferguson, I know that will be a little bit contentious with some people, but I think he's been a rock for the Roosters. Very solid under the high ball. And also, he can help with that forward pack. He's fucking good at taking a hit up every set. Turbo, Now, a lot of people will probably disagree with that one, but I just think he's got too much talent and he has to be there. He's overcome that ankle injury, obviously, that he had, you know, sort of mid of the season that we've had. But he just has to be on the park list. He's too talented to be left out. And I think you have to put Teddy at fullback. So you've got to find a spot for Turbo. At O'Carr, it's almost a no-brainer. The cunt is fast as lightning. And Latrell, I mean, he is, sorry about that, guys, any fucking girls that are watching or whatever. And Latrell, you have to put him in there in a one-on-one situation. He can, you know, that fend on James Roberts just shows why he's fit for Origin. He's big, he's strong, and that back line's scary.
Over, under, C-bombs dropped on this pod. We've already cashed the over. I agree.
Go on over, sorry about that.
Question mark whether Teddy should play number one. I think without a doubt, he is the best fullback in the competition. He has to be there. And I totally agree what you said about Turbo. He's just a difference maker. And we've both picked him at right center instead of a guy like James Roberts. Now, we know what Roberts is capable of. We know all too well. But a guy like Roberts drifts in and out of games. He doesn't dominate every week for the Broncos. I don't want to pick a guy like that at the highest level just because he can have flashes of brilliance. You need a guy who's great every game, like Turbo. Virgo, I also like the fact that he's an aerial threat. You know, another guy that would have been in contention for the wing would have been Turbo or maybe like a Nick Cocktrick. But I think Virgo, he's got errors in his game, but if he tidies up errors, people underrate what a dynamic athlete he is. Latrell Mitchell's fucking shredded this year. He's actually off the pies and he's in great shape and he's dominating. And Addo Carr, I hope that Queensland can bottle him up. He definitely deserves his spot there on the left wing. He's the kind of guy that just absolutely terrifies you late in games because you give him one opportunity and he's just, you know, if he's even with you, he's leaving. And that could be an issue. That's... Now, we'll move to the halves. We've both got Maloney in the number six. I think you made him captain. But I've gone with one that I've already been copping a little bit of flack for. I've gone with Luke Brooks in the seven. You've gone for Cleary. So what do you have to say about that?
I think you might be fucking drunk or high, mate. You cannot put Luke Brooks in the halves there. Maloney is an absolute moral. He has to be there, quite obviously. And I've named him as captain. He's very solid in-game kicking and obviously conversions as well. But I think Cleary has to be there. I know he's been out for 6 weeks or whatever. But he came back last week. He looked just as good as he was. He slotted right back in there. And just not only do I think Cleary is just in a vacuum a better player than Luke Brooks, but I think from a chemistry standpoint, you absolutely have to have Cleary in there with Maloney. I think that's absolutely fine because we'll get to the bench later on. But I think that's fine that if something happens to Cleary, you're going to be okay. But you absolutely have to have Cleary in there. I would even put like a dude like fucking Reynolds above Luke Brooks. You can't have Luke Brooks in there.
Yeah, that is an interesting one, and that was one I tossed up. I tossed up a lot of names in that number seven. You mentioned Adam Reynolds. He seems to be out of favour, and I wouldn't pick him with just the amount of injuries he has. You know, you can't always rely on his toughness. I mean, I considered pairing Keary in the halves, but I want to pick a guy who's actually been the best. People are saying, Keary, if you want to make Origin, you have to have, at one stage in your career, been the best half on your team. And there's guys like Luke Keary, Blake Green. Yes, they are good. They're complementary players. And I understand the combination of Cleary and Maloney. But for me, Luke Brooks and Maloney can both play either side of the ruck. And I just think you have to respect what Luke Brooks has done this season with the Tiger side. Has nowhere near the talent of Penrith. And he's a solid, you know, he threatens the line with his running game more than Cleary. Maybe I'm not as high on Cleary. I'm not saying he won't have a better career than Brooks. But I'm saying for game one, I'm a little more scared of Luke Brooks, believe it or not. But I actually think that lies the reason why Queensland has a chance in this Origin series, because there are no halves combinations for New South Wales that really scare me, even if it is more likely to be Cleary.
Right.
He's 19 years old and he's coming off a knee injury this season, and that is a big ask for a guy like him. And whichever way they go, I would argue that Queensland will put out a better 7 and 6 than New South Wales, and we know how key that can be. But yeah, we'll move on to the forwards for New South Wales, where the back row basically picks itself, and we've both picked exactly the same back row. Trbojevic at lock. I mean, yeah, he is pretty much a lock to go in there. Frizzell is playing house down all year, having a great season for the Dragons. Cordner, we've both picked him in the second row, but that would be a question. On form this year, probably doesn't deserve it. There's other guys playing better than him, but at some stage, you do have to recognise pedigree. I mean, he was the captain last year, and you've actually demoted him from captain. So what were your thoughts behind the back row?
Yeah, I think Jake Trbojevic has to be in there. He's been one of Manly's absolute best this season. I think he is an absolute lock for lock position there. Frizzell, you know, he is an absolute beast. Let's not be silly. The guy is making, you know, 100 plus meters at nearly every game, and he's an absolute monster. And yes, it was a little bit contentious with Boyd Cordon whether I would even start him or maybe even have him on the bench because, you know, he's getting older and, you know, he's having a decent season. But I think you're right. Just from an experience and pedigree standpoint, you absolutely have to have Boyd Cordner in there.
My only other thought on Cordner, he has failed in a lot of his big games in his career. I mean, you look at Origin 2, Origin 3. Maybe we give him a pass for Origin 3 because he played hurt, although he shouldn't have. They had De Bellin ready to go last year. Cordner went in that game underdone and carrying an injury, and it showed. Not that it would have made the difference. Queensland were too good. But I also think back to the preliminary final last year. I mean, the Roosters had no business losing to that beat-up MASH unit of a Cowboys team. And they had a second-half lead. They let that one slip. I mean, Cordner is the captain of these teams that failed as big favourites. So, yeah, a lot of pressure on him. And I think he will lose his captaincy. But I'm still putting him in the team. He's not going to let you down. But I want to see more from him. Or as a Queensland fan, I hope that he does continue to have the yips. Forward pack, we've both picked the same props. I've got Clemmer starting. You've got Vaughan starting, but we both have the vice versa player as the first prop off the bench.
I've got Clemmer starting. You've got Vaughan starting.
Right, you are. Yeah, and we've both got my reason, as the number nine.
Yeah, my reason for starting Clemmer, and some people might say he's better off the bench, but the dude is an absolute monster on this shitty Bulldogs team. I know it's kind of hard to not take notice of him. But the guy, you know, he takes 16 hit-ups a game. He can play 80 minutes if need be. He's 16 tackle breaks for the season. Most post-contact meters. The guy is a monster, and it just goes quietly unnoticed because he's on such a shitty fucking Bulldog side. And then I guess we get to the hooker, and I guess that would be a contentious decision as well. But I think you absolutely have to take Damien Cook. The guy is having the best season ever on one of the best teams in the comp at the moment. And you need that speed in Origin when it gets to the back end of halves and you've got tiring forwards. He is a game breaker and he could just very well win it for New South Wales. He's been absolutely in form this year.
Maybe you don't need speed in Origin because I've seen Cameron Smith dominate for the last 12 years, but it's certainly a great asset to have. And we've mentioned that that creates opportunities that other hookers can't create. And in defence, I think he doesn't take anything else off the table that a guy like McInnes could bring. They're both pretty equally effective and both extremely fit and get through a lot of work in the middle. Campbell Gillard debuted for the Kangaroos last year, so you're going to have him. He's a big body that has a lot of energy and his stats aren't as impressive. You mentioned Clemmer. By stats alone, he's the form prop of the comp. That would surprise people because he doesn't even start every week for the Bulldogs. But I don't have him starting, but I think that he would play a big part for New South Wales as well off the bench. And I do like having forwards with versatility. You've got to be able to cover every position. Origin is so ruthless, you lose players. And when you've got, guys that can play back row or front row, and a guy like Clemmer is an example of that, that's a big asset. Why don't we talk about a New South Wales interchange bench? We've both got Peachy at utility. Both have, Clemmer and Vaughan, who we each had one of them starting and the other on the bench. Yep. We both have Angus Crichton and De Bellin, so we're sharing a brain on the New South Wales forwards. So what was your thoughts behind your other forwards on the interchange bench, and who was your toughest omission in the forwards?
You said it. I mean, you know, you had Paul Vaughan starting. I think he's had a really good season this year. I had to put him in there, and it was a tough call whether to start him or not. But you have to have him in there. Tyrone Peachy, you have to have as a utility there. He can obviously play in the centres if someone gets hurt, or he can slot right into the halves. And that's another reason that I kind of like, you know, having Cleary there, because even if he does happen to get injured, you know, Peachy can slot in there. And we've seen he's done a decent job for the Panthers this year. De Bellin also having a great season, you know, very, very good defender. And then Crichton, I guess not many people are talking about Crichton for Origin, but I mean, for the back end of 2007, he had an absolute breakout year. He's still having a great season this year. I know his stats are probably a little bit suppressed because he plays on a team, you know, with the Burgess boys and the like, but he is a great impact player that can come on, you know, in the back end of halves and make a difference for you. So I think that's a solid interchange, and you can't really go wrong with that roster. I think that's a pretty strong
toughest bloke you left out, though, the hardest one to leave out of that team.
Oh Christ!
I'll throw some names at you. I mean, we neither of us picked Josh Jackson.
Yeah.
Neither of us picked Wade Graham, Ryan James, Shannon Boyd.
Yeah, I mean, I was never really going to pick any of those dudes, especially like Wade Graham. You know, he's had his troubles with injuries this year. Shannon Boyd looks fucking fast. I was pretty solid on that. I, didn't have to think too hard about that 17. I think it all pretty much fell into place and it wasn't a close call for many of them.
Yeah, Peachy for me reminds me of like a Sean Berrigan, that he can just play anywhere. Such a natural footy player. And you mentioned contingency plans. If your fullback or either of your wingers gets injured, you move Trbojevic straight into that position and you slot Peachy in the centres. Yep. If one of your halves gets injured, he can move and play in your halves, and he can even play as an extra lock forward. He has played some back row in his time as well. So he covers everything. Ideal number 14. Yes, Crichton is the guy that I hope New South Wales doesn't pick. I think he's like quietly a superstar. Just what he does in attack. The way that he can offload, he can break tackles, he can set up line breaks, and he runs like a beast as well. I think people will be surprised just how good he is. Cannot believe the Roosters can fit him under the cap next year. De Bellin, I guess the one concern with him would be carrying that hip pointer injury. Is he 100%? He played with a needle against the Storm, I think. No, he injured it against the Storm, played with a needle against the Bunnies and couldn't go. Yeah. And that's a risk with a guy like him. If you go in there with a hip injury, if it's still troubling you, you've got to consider that when you've got so many other good back rows. But just his form just warrants him being picked. He was knocking on the door last year, and the way that he hits is scary. For me, the next cab off the rank, Ryan James. Not a lot of people talk about him, but he is actually really impressive in like a not-so-strong side, obviously, on the Gold Coast. Josh Jackson probably just going to be a victim of patchy form on a team that's underperforming.
Right.
Wade Graham should be in this New South Wales team, to be honest with you, but a hammy injury, I'm worried. I mentioned this yesterday, that he's rushing back too soon for the Sharks. So I feel bad for him, because if he didn't get injured, I would actually definitely have to find a spot for Wade Graham, probably ahead of De Bellin, to be honest with you. That's the New South Wales team. I mean, I wanted to make one other point. That's the New South Wales side. You know who they really will miss this year, though?
Who's that?
Piercy. Is saying that. But honestly, Piercy is the best number 7 they could have. And people hate him and people blame a lot of their failures on him. And I'm hoping that just quietly that you know, they're not going to have great halves play. And they're going to still be scratching their head at the end of this series, wondering who their halves of the future are. Because I really think he would have been perfect to slot in there next to Maloney. He's played with him and had success with him in the past. So I'm hoping that comes back to bite them. Shall we move to the Queensland side?
Let's do it.
Yeah, okay, guess... we've both picked Billy Slater at fullback. I mean, the only other bloke you could consider at fullback, neither of us would definitely pick Boyd. But the guy who, you know, you may think is a long shot would be... Yeah, some people think Boyd should make the team on loyalty. I've been more loyal with my Queensland side than you have. But Kalyn Ponga has probably had a better season than Billy Slater. And you've got him in number 14. I haven't been able to find a spot for him. We can talk about Ponga later. We both have Gago on the right wing. He's got to be there. Man of the series 2 years ago. I've got Valentine Holmes on the left wing, arguably the best winger in the comp. And you have got arguably the best winger in the comp, not in the team at all. You accuse me of being drunk. You've gone for a bit of a bolter in Nene McDonald on the wing. So explain yourself.
I've gone rogue, mate. So like you said, I think Slater has to be there. Second cab off the rank would actually surprisingly be Ponga. Because Boyd's just fucking way past. You cannot put him back there. He'll get absolutely murdered. He's getting murdered at NRL level. He'll get murdered at State of Origin level. Reasoning behind Nene, but look very, very long and hard about this. And I know you got Val Holmes in there. I had to leave Val Holmes out of my team. And it was a tough one to leave out. I was actually tossing up the right wing spot between Corey Oates and Nene McDonald, and I ended up going for Nene. I just think with this Queensland forward pack that's very skinny, not as much depth as the New South Wales forward pack, you do need big guys in there, and that's why I was tossing up Corey Oates and Nene McDonald. And Nene's fucking 6'5", he's fucking 110 kilos, the guy is big, he's an aerial threat, he can run fast, and I think, you know, when you've got Maloney and Cleary, hopefully, throwing up bombs, you need someone that's good under the high ball, and I just don't trust Valentine Holmes as much, and just his size turned me off him as well. And then I had Will Chambers inside Nene.
Yeah, but Valentine Holmes plays a lot bigger than his size. And I, you know what, this will sound crazy, but I would sooner drop Inglis and move Gagai into centres to find a spot for McDonald. Well, I actually love Nene. You know I love Nene McDonald, and on form, he's been awesome, and he's actually helped the Dragons take their game to another level by giving them an explosive outside back that they haven't had for a while. Not one they can rely on. I know that they did have Josh Dugan, but Nene's been awesome, and he would be my first cab off the rank if we need to cover any of the Queensland back line. You already mentioned Will Chambers. You kind of have to pick him, maybe the best defensive centre in the game. Played for Australia last year. Inglis, I've got question marks over his defence, and he's going to struggle with the outside back speed that they do possess in New South Wales. But, you know, Bunnies on the weekend, we saw GI, he made a break against the Cowboys. And when he's in full stride, it gave me confidence that he does still have enough in the tank. You've made him captain, and I understand why. I think the players respect him so much. He's done so much for that jersey, and that's why he walks in, even though his form hasn't been the best. I went for Billy Slater, another guy you could say a lot of those same things about. At the end of the day, between Slater and Inglis, you can't go wrong, but I don't want my captain to be a guy who takes a field goal when down two. So I've gone for maybe the stronger of the two in Billy Slater. Shall we move to the halves where we both agree, Munster and Hunt?
Yes, did we agree on the halves? I didn't have too much of a look at your lineup, but yeah, I think Munster has to be there. I think he hasn't had the best season ever, but you've got to put him there in the number six. And I do think, you know, Ben Hunt has been one of the better halves in the comp. And obviously some people are calling for, you know, Cherry to be in there, but I just don't think he's had a very good season this year. I think Ben Hunt's been extremely solid, and I think he's going to be a great pairing for Munster because it'll let Munster go a little bit more rogue because Ben Hunt, you know, is just going to be solid.
Yeah, for me, there's quite a few guys that are in the mix. You mentioned Cherry. I mean, Milford would still be in the mix. Would you consider playing Michael Morgan, who was the best half in the whole rugby league world in August and September last season and helped the Cowboys make the grand final, but he's fallen off a cliff. You don't even have Morgan in your 17 at all.
I'm crazy.
I'm stuck with him. I understand why. In fact, you hate the Cowboys. You've got three Cowboys not in this side that I have. We'll get to that when we get to the forward pack. But yeah, for me, Munster is the guy you pick first in the six, and then you think, well, who can we match with Munster? And someone mentioned in one of our forums, is there bad blood with him and Hunt? They had that fight or supposed falling out that got Munster sent home in the World Cup. And I thought, that's a really good point I didn't think of, but I read into it. Supposedly, that's been buried. And Hunt, you know, he needs someone who's going to be able to take kicking pressure because Munster doesn't kick a great deal. I think Hunt's form this season, he deserves it. Cherry Evans is very close. Cherry Evans probably next man who would be there. And Milford, I would consider as another alternative, maybe in the 14 jersey. Milford, a guy who you can cover other backline positions if you had to. But that's the way I feel about Michael Morgan too. Now, we'll get to the Queensland back row, where we have a totally different three players in the back row. You have picked Aiden Guerra. You do watch the NRL though, don't you?
Yes, I do. And he's got experience there and he's been solid. And I looked at the stats. He's good. He's workmanlike. He makes tackles. And he's just going to get to work in there. And then, yeah, I've got Josh Papali. And I know that people think, oh, fuck, the Raiders are absolutely poo. But that forward pack is solid. Josh Papali is one of the best in that forward pack. And I'll tell you, one of the problems with the Raiders, and I'm assuming Papali as well, the C's came in unfit into the season. And they're getting fitter as the season has progressed. He's getting better. It's an underrated factor, but Melbourne's a cold weather city. The Raiders struggle in the heat. And I'm sure Papali does too. He's a big body. But you need dudes in there that can play 80 minutes of football, and both of those guys can.
Don't know if Papali's an 80-minute player, but you have picked Jai Arrow at lock, and I've actually put him in my team as well. I think he's been ultra impressive. I think he needs to be there for a number of years.
I've just put him there in the spot of Maguire just because I'm very worried about that injury, obviously, with the ankle. He's missing this week as well. But, I mean, yeah, to be fair, that's interchangeable, and Maguire is an absolute origin stud. So if he's healthy enough to go, I think you do put him in there. But for now, I've put Jai Arrow in there until Maguire can prove that he's 100% fit.
Yeah, I've got more faith in Maguire, and I do have him in the number 13 jersey. Papali is my toughest omission. I cannot even fit him in the 17. I mean, you accused Shannon Boyd, professional NRL athlete, has played for Australia. You accused him of being fat. I could make the same accusation about Josh Papali.
Very true.
I don't know, when he's playing well, he's a guy New South Wales doesn't want to face, and he's our answer to it, like a Tyson Frizzell. But we just haven't seen it, and I think Origin is played at such a high speed that, yes, you want those big bodies that are going to crash through and it can bully the opposition, but you need a lot of guys that just have a higher work rate and are fit and aren't going to miss tackles. And that's why I like guys like Jai Arrow, who I've got on the bench. Maguire doesn't let you down. Gavin Cooper, he does not blow you away, but he will do a job there, and he's another guy who can play big minutes if needed and can just talk and help lead and help hold the defense together. Another Cowboy you left out. And Calfusi, I've got him starting. I think running off Munster, off Slater. There, you know, he debuted for the Kangaroos in the World Cup as well, and I think he slots straight. If you can make an Australian team, and we've got, we're that thin on back rowers, he's got to be starting in the back row. Forward pack, you have dropped Matt Scott altogether. You are absolutely ruthless.
Yes.
And you know what? If I'm picking the strongest possible team, I probably should have dropped him too. But I do still believe that Queensland, you know, it serves them to be a little bit more loyal. We have less players to choose from, so we have to stick with some guys that have experience. And I've also got, you know, Jared Wallace, first man off the bench, and got Napper in there in the starting prop, because we do need a couple of guys. New South Wales doesn't enjoy tackling, and guys that don't enjoy getting tackled by Dylan Napper. What about you?
I agree, yeah. And I had Napper to start on the bench, but I just think, you know, for this Queensland side to have a chance, they need to really fucking be able to get into the grind early, and it helps when you've got guys that can fucking come out and make big tackles, who big hit-ups, and just get the troops fired up for the start of fucking State of Origin Game 1. And Dylan Napper's one of those dudes that will get the guys fired up. Yes, I have left Matt Scott out, and I think it wasn't a very tricky decision for me. Obviously, loyalty-wise, yes, he's been there, done that, but have you watched him this season? The guy looks old and slow. And he's obviously coming back from that injury, and he's just not up to Origin standard. He would get bullied by this big New South Wales forward pack. So I've got Jared Wallace in there as well. Just workmanlike, can play the 80, you know, very solid. And, you know, he's, you know, I know he mostly plays like 50 to 55 minutes or whatever, but the dude's still getting well over 100 metres a game. So he's just a workhorse, tackles. That's a dude you want in your State of Origin team.
Yeah, so we do agree on that, and yeah, we both have Jai Arrow. I've got him on my bench. We both have Cohen Hess off the bench, and he is a beast.
Yes.
That can come on and give you good stints. I mean, last year we were saying in Origin 1, you got to pick a guy like Cohen Hess. Why are you still persisting picking blokes like Thaiday and Nate Miles? And there were people commenting and saying, you're kidding, like they've never probably even seen Cohen Hess play, but he came in Game 2, Game 3, and he was a difference maker. One more that we agree on is the number 9 jersey, and you can explain why you have gone for McCulloch, and maybe talk about, did you consider something diabolical or radical, like a hunt to the number 9 jersey? And then the one that we disagree on is the utility spot.
Yeah, I didn't have to think too hard about that one. I think Andrew McCulloch's perfectly suited for Origin. The dude is a tackling machine, and that's what you're going to need in this one. Friend has been okay, I guess. But he hasn't been up to the level of McCulloch. And Granville, you know, hasn't had the best season ever either. I think McCulloch is the standout there, and you know he's going to get in there and get the job done. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't really consider Friend or Granville in that spot. I think McCulloch's the standout, especially for a green light Origin.
He has been played really well for Brisbane, and you've noticed when he hasn't been there, because he has copped a couple injuries in the last 3 seasons for Brisbane. He's played in big matches. Brisbane have, you know, made grand finals, and he's played in preliminary finals, and I think he does a job for us. And you're right, Granville, maybe on his 2016 form, I would pick him, but there's something just missing for him. He's not threatening the line the way that a guy he's like Damien Cook does. On the other side, and yeah, Friend, again, is just has not blown me away at all this season. And I did think about playing Hunt in the 9, but I think it is a specialised position that it's hard enough to hand a guy like a debut starting jersey and play him out of position. So I prefer to play a guy who knows exactly what to do in the 9 jersey. Crazy to think that the winner of this season might supply the Kangaroos 9 jersey as well. So it's a huge opportunity for Cook and McCulloch. And I think both those guys will get picked. All right, talk about Caelan Ponga. It's not that I didn't want to leave him out. It's just that I think he's really only going to be, I guess, in his best position if he can play fullback. And he does such a good job, and he's been one of the form players of the comp, I think first or second on Dally M votes this season. But he plays on a Knights team that needs him to do everything, and sometimes you'd think defences would key in on you, but sometimes that allows you to just ad-lib a bit more. In Origin, it's a little different. You have to play within a structure and understand that you are playing alongside a lot of other star playmakers. And I still have to pick Billy Slater ahead of him for the reasons I mentioned before. And I don't see Kalyn Ponga covering other backline positions. I don't want to play him in the halves. I'm just not sure what I would do with him. Whereas Michael Morgan, I'm going to trust that he can find his form from last season that got the Cows to the final. And I know that he can play anywhere. He can play centres, he can play fullback, he can play halves. So that's why I've gone with Morgs. Why don't you talk about Kalyn Ponga?
That was my type of submission. I wanted to put Morgs in the 14 in the utility spot because obviously he can play multiple positions. He can slot, you know, into the halves if need be, and you know, play out in centres or whatever you need him to go. But I had to leave him out. He has been fucking woeful this year, and I know we keep saying to ourselves like he's going to return to the form he did last year and back end of last year, but it just never happens. And we're 12 weeks deep now. It's probably not going to happen this year. So I had to choose Ponga. I know that he can't play multiple positions, but this Queensland side is talent deficient. They need guys that can step in the last 15 minutes of a half against tired New South Wales forwards and break a game wide open. And Kalyn Ponga is that guy. I just think, you know, if Queensland suffers an injury to their halves or whatever, they're probably fucked anyway. So why not get a dude like Ponga who can come in the last 15 to 20 of the half and have a real crack? And I think he can be a real game changer. And then, yeah, like you said, the rest of my bench is Josh Maguire, obviously, if he's fully healthy, he does start, and Cohen Hess, and I've got Kaufusi on the bench.
It's a team that I give a chance. I mean, right now the line is +4.5. It's a neutral venue in Melbourne, but if anything, I think our brothers down south of New South Wales actually will be cheering Queensland on. You know, they've had a lot of Queensland legends in the Storm team. Billy Slater may well be the captain, and they hate New South Wales nearly as much as we do as well. So I hope Queensland gets a little edge out of that one. Now, that line was more like 2 before Smith gets ruled out, which leads me to my next point. Is Smith worth 2.5 points? And you've picked a Queensland team as I have. Who the fuck is kicking goals? Because that's a massive factor of Origin.
It's a worry. I mean, like, who can even kick? Like, Munster can kick a little bit. I know they were talking about this. I think they went through the whole Queensland roster of, like, predicted, you know, whatever the lineups would be. And I don't think anyone in that Queensland roster kicks like over 72%, which is absolutely woeful when you have a guy like Cleary that I think kicked like 90% last year and Maloney who kicks like 86%. It's a tough one, especially with Origin when you know teams are taking the early pen, you know, teams are taking the 2 when on offer. So that's the worry for Queensland for sure.
Yeah, I can think of specific Origin matches where, like, Todd Carney was kicking because he was one of their best halves for New South Wales. It was Carney and Pierce. They didn't have a great kicker on the team, and Carney missed, like, quite makeable goals, and they lost games by field goals where he missed conversions and penalty attempts. And you look, we don't need to remind ourselves how many games can be won by a conversion. But you have to answer the question. You can't just say, it's a problem, I know, but, like, it's a serious, it needs an answer. For me, I'll give it to Valentine Holmes. He's kicked 70% in his limited number of attempts he's had at club level, which is not good. But he was trying to get the kicking duties full-time for the Sharks. And Chad Townsend won out. Townsend actually has kicked well this season. So I'm just hoping that Valentine Holmes was also kicking well, but just got beat out by Townsend. He's kind of clutch. You know, we've seen him kick game-winning field goals. Wingers don't have as high a workload as your halves. So I'll take pressure off. My second choice would have been Hunt. You know, this is where being a good goal kicker, if Milford or if Cherry Evans or even if Ash Taylor was a much better goal kicker, maybe they'd be more in the discussion just because in the past teams have picked players just because they can kick goals. But certainly missing Smith does create a huge headache for us. I think that's the biggest loss. I mean, of course, his leadership, but you can cover a little bit of that. And McCulloch won't let us down. But yeah, goal kicking is an issue, even though Smith wasn't a great goal kicker.
No, he wasn't a great goal kicker. I think he was like mid-70s%. But yeah, like I said before, I think it'd be Munster. I think he's like 72% career. So, I mean, you have to live with something like that when you don't have the likes of Maloney and Cleary on your team. But yeah, for me, you know, 72%, you fucking deal with it. And if you get a sideline penalty or a penalty, you know, 10 metres in from the sideline, then you just don't take the 2, unfortunately.
Maybe that's part of your game plan because you didn't pick Valentine Holmes, so you're figuring no point scoring winger tries because we're not going to be able to convert them.
Valentine Holmes has been shit this year. He's been absolutely average. I like my wingers a little bit more than that. Mate, that will do it. Obviously, we will get into depth on Origin betting. We swept last year. We picked the winners of all 3 games. I think they were all underdogs. We picked a $15 winner with New South Wales 21 plus. So tune in for that. We'll let you know when that's going to happen. But we did want to get into round 13 games, just touch on them briefly, I think, just to see if there's any value out there. There's only four games round 13, but it's going to be a huge Origin reshuffle. All the Origin players will be obviously in camp, so they'll be missing round 13. First game up off the rank, we've got Manly minus 1.5 points hosting the Cows. Any leans, mate?
I would potentially play the Cows if Queensland picks a team like the one you want. And, you know, we didn't see guys like Cooper and Morgan in the Queensland team. But seeing as I think all three of those, including Scott, will make the Queensland side, then maybe Manly actually still has enough. But neither side jumping out at me, that'd be one you jump on once you see actually who is getting pulled into camp.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where there's probably too much uncertainty there. I mean, you know, the locks for Manly are Jake, and I don't think Tom's even a lock, really, with New South Wales selectors. And obviously, if Cherry's in there in the discussion as well. And then Cows, there's, you know, five or six guys who could go, or, you know, there could be minimal guys. So there's too much up in the air for that one for me. Then next up, Rabbits hosting the Sharkies. They're like roughly 1.5 to 2 point favourites. I got nothing on that one either. Just too much up in the air in terms of personnel.
Yeah, it's another one that when we, if the teams do actually get leaked on Sunday or when we get official word on Monday, I mean, the Bunnies, Angus Crichton, Cook, like yep. Cook probably makes it. Crichton, I'd say, is 50-50. If they
probably
were both in, you may bet against the Rabbitohs. But until we know, I can't really favour a side because there is a lot of uncertainty, and that's what makes, you know, always picking teams for Origin 1 so exciting, because it's hard to predict, and it's hard to be, you know, who can be right or wrong. We won't really know, but we do know Kevin Walters was wrong last year in Game 1. Hopefully he's better. I think we do like a side in the next NRL game, though.
I do, yeah. We haven't really spoken about these ones, but it's the Eels hosting the Knights, and there's a line discrepancy here. It's -3.5 on Lads and -2 on Sporties. I would take the Eels. I think they're pretty much going to be fully healthy. And the Knights, like we said, may be missing a couple of blokes. And the Eels at home, I think they're the better side than the Knights. And they're going to be fully healthy. Corey Norman's not going to play Origin, let's be real.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone on the Knights is playing Origin either. I know you picked Aiden Guerra, no offence to him. And I do still think Ponga is an outsider. But that would be one where, if Guerra and Ponga get picked, let's smash the Eels. But until that happened, I think that would be a pretty even game too.
And then Roosters +1.5 points hosting the Tigers. I would take the Tigers here. The Roosters are going to be decimated during Origin, and the Tigers most likely won't be unless they take Luke Brooks like you think. But even so, I think that's an outside chance, and we should take the Tigers at $1.86 straight up.
Yep, you can let people know which bookie that is when we sign off. Let's take the Tigers straight up against the Roosters. I picked Luke Brooks in my halves, but I'm not trying to guess who they will pick. That's just who I would have picked. But I understand it's definitely Maloney, and it's either Cleary, and there's still a possibility of Luke Keary in there. So there's a chance that if you bet against the Roosters now, they might be missing Luke Keary. We know that they're almost certainly going to be missing Teddy. They're going to be missing Cordner. They're going to be missing Napa. We both think Fergo, we're both pretty sure Latrell Mitchell, that's a lot of firepower that we'll be missing. And for the Tigers, I don't expect that they'll miss anybody. And they've already been really good this year, and they already beat the Roosters once with all their stars. So to me, I do actually love the Tigers, $1.86. You tell us which bookie that is again. Let's snap that up. Make it an early best bet for the people who tuned in and sat through 40 minutes of us sharing our innermost thoughts on Origin 2018.
40 minutes, fucking hell. Yeah, that one's on Sportsbet, guys. I would take that $1.86 on the Tigers. And like we said, you know, Jacob had Luke Brooks in his side, but we're not choosing who we think's going to get picked. We're just choosing, oh, shit, someone's saying $1.90 on Bet365. Well, do it to them. That's a great bet. Like we said, Jacob said he's going to choose Luke Brooks, but we're not choosing the team that we think will get picked. We're choosing the team that we would pick. And, you know, like you said, fairly enough, you know, Luke Brooks is a fair way down the pecking order. And to be fair, you know, Keary probably has more chance of getting picked than Luke Brooks. So that would definitely benefit our Tigers play as well. But either way, the Roosters will be decimated. That will wrap it up, guys. We went a little bit longer than we thought. But, tune in Sunday night, 6 p.m. We'll be wrapping up round 12 of the NRL. We've already released about 50 or 60 plays in the app. You can download that, Tripod, T-R-Y-P. POD. And yeah, get on there now. You probably still have enough time to enter the Ladbrokes comp. $50 up for grabs. So yeah, enter that one. It's free. And we'll catch you at 6 p.m. on Sunday. See you then.
Yeah, 10 or so tips tonight on the Eels. Go the Eels.
Go the Eels.